So under the title, under the agenda item 8, socioeconomic implications in small Thai whaling, I will give the floor to Japan.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and thank you very much.
So the speaker had your attention. There's still a lot of noise. We need to close the doors, please, so that the noise is at a minimum. Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning again. So, small-time coastal whaling. This agenda is in front of us now. As I sit here, I feel the eyes of others. And those are the eyes of those seated behind me, patiently waiting for 20 years since 1988 for the day to come. 20 years is a long time. I wonder if you remember the last day of our meeting in Anchorage. After Japan's sincere expression of goodwill by showing support for all Aboriginal whaling operations and cooperating with every step of the proceedings, when our turn came to ask for this meeting support, we were met by the cold shoulder, as in the previous years. After witnessing those events, I said to you all that it was time to review our relationship with IWC. This year, the meeting of IWC is quite different. I am thinking that it was perhaps after hearing our desperate plea, the chair became aware that IWC was on the verge of collapse and made a courageous decision to save this organization by initiating a process to consider the future of IWC. We are hinging our last hope on our chair's resolute decision. Yesterday, a small group was established to pave the way for the future. The small group has an extensive list of issues to incorporate into a package. I do hope that the small group will take a realistic approach and give high priority to those issues that really matter to IWC. Behind me, Mr. Sangen, the mayor of Taiji, is sitting quietly, representing the tradition of small type whaling still alive in spirit in the small fishing villages along our coastline. When I see his eyes, I cannot help but feel the urge to propose another schedule amendment and seek your endorsement at this 60th annual meeting. We have already submitted our document, IWC/60/9, which we believe to be a highly rational proposal. Having said that, we will not make such a proposal this year. We will take our chance on this process over the next 12 months. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to take the following message to your heart. When a package is agreed next year in Madeira and our long-held wish is finally granted, putting an end to the irrational double standard of IWC, then that shall become the very first step towards saving the future of IWC. Thank you.
Thank you. And the chair appreciates Japan not offering a schedule amendment at this meeting. I think it's important as we try to move forward. Are there any other comments on agenda item 8? Who's that? Korea? Did Korea ask for the floor? Seeing no hands for the floor, then we will close agenda item 8.